Hey everyone, and welcome to part two of my STW overview. This is going to be the last part, and roughly the idea that I want to try to do, or the idea of this particular part, is I want to show you how you navigate maps, how you craft items, and how you cook food. And there are many different ways to do all of these things. I'm going to concentrate on just a few. And the first thing that you're probably asking, that I definitely asked, is how do you get all this information? And that's definitely one of the weak points of this game, is that you're just kind of tossed into it and you're not really sure what to do. That is something I think could definitely be improved with some sort of an inbuilt tutorial. That would definitely help things. But there is a website if you go to blackscreengaming.com. So let's go ahead and do that.
Speech mode talk. Okay, open.
Let's go to blackscreengaming.com.
Desktop untitled Brave. Black Screen Gaming. HTTP.
Okay.
This page is brought to you by the Vike Home Link.
All right, so there's a bunch of junk up here. The thing we're interested in is there should be a link here that says Survive the Wild.
The contests and the games we play and cover heading level 1. Survive the Wild. A rebounds per game audio game link heading level BSG.
It's reading RPG really weird, but that's okay. Let's navigate by heading here.
Navigational links head STW navigational links heading level 4. Visited link STW home. Link overview. Link map descriptions.
So this is a really good resource. It's got all kinds of information. It gives you an overview of the game, a geographical description of each map.
Link basic tasks.
How to do basic tasks.
Link crafting / recipes.
How to craft all kinds of things.
Link map directions.
Map directions, so how to get from one map to another. That's extremely useful.
Link items index.
An items index that tells you about each item and where it can be found.
Link STW Skype group.
There's some groups that you can do.
Link STW Discord.
Discord, Skype, Team Talk.
ESGTT server link. STW Discord server link. An overview of Survive the Wild link heading. Crafting guides sorted by recipe name link. How to get from map to map link. How to cross the mountain link heading level.
There's a mountain area.
Everyday STW tasks and how to do them link heading level.
Hat tasks.
Map descriptions and their geography link. STW alphabetized item index. And where to find map descriptions and their geography. How to cross. How to get crafting guides sorted by. An overview of Survive the Wild link. STW Discord server link heading level 3.
Now, these are all navigable by headings or links, so it's pretty easy to use. In this case, I want to go to the crafting guides.
BSGTT ST items and map direct items index link. Crafting / BSG your home STW arrow heading level 3 axe heading level 2.
So for this demonstration, I'm going to make an axe. Now, the nice thing with this site is it's got audio guides and text-based guides. So if we go down here,
more resources required. 5 wood.
So I need some wood.
1 metal.
Some metal.
1 glue.
Glue.
1 string. Tools required. 1 knife. 1 hammer. 1 stone. Fire for forging. Blank. Button play audio crafting guide for axe.
So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to try to gather some of those resources and explain what I'm doing. This is also a quest, so this will demonstrate quests. So let's go ahead and open the game.
Run dialog. Type the name of a program. Desk.
Actually, we'll just do
STW. Survive the Wild. Play as Lannan.
All right, so I'm going to log in here.
Connecting. Logging. Welcome to Survive the Wild.
And here we are. Now, what I'm going to do.
211 hunger.
My hunger is a little high. Do I have any?
Empty wall. Alas, empty wall. Alas, water. Panic. You have 1 cent. You have 2 stored water. You have 100
oh, wood. Someone gave me a hammock.
Wood. You have 1 sword. You have 2.
I've got some swords. Those are weapons.
A cup. Crude sword blade. Hammer. Compass. Soil. Pot. Clay. Oyster. Cup of water. Oyster. You have 3.
Ah, yes. And here's some oysters. Let's show you how these work, and I'll show you how to catch them later. But basically, I've got an oyster in my left hand.
You have keys, knife.
I'm going to put the knife in my right hand.
Your knife is too dull to open an oyster.
And hit T. Now my knife's too dull.
Oyster.
So we're going to hit one twice to take the oyster out of my left hand.
You have small string. Spit. Stone.
Put the stone in my left hand. And press T to sharpen my knife. And it's still raining. Or it sounds like it's going to rain.
You have just opened your bag.
Yep.
Please select what you want to open my oyster. You need to be sitting comfortably to open oysters.
So I'm going to sit down by pressing R. And the oyster is opening. Or the oyster is open. Now actually, what I'm going to do is walk north here, and I'm going to see if I can go through the desert. So the map we're on right now is called the mainland, and it's pretty big. There's the ocean to your south. There is a pond kind of in the southeastern corner. There's the desert is to the north, which is where I want to go, because this is where you get metal. I already have metal, but I just want to show you.
Current location, gravel near the desert.
If you hit B, this tells you your current zone. And it's raining in the desert. I'm just going to walk forward here as fast as I possibly can. Hopefully this rain will let up at some point. So to travel in between maps, it will tell you to hold shift and press enter, so that's how you travel between maps. Now, let's see if I can go over here.
Left hand.
So I'm just walking across the desert where it's apparently raining. Raining like crazy, too. Just walking here.
Just walk out of the deep expanse of desert. Press shift. You walk out of the desert into what looks like a campground. Entrance to the desert.
So here we are in the campgrounds. Now, this is a pretty big area. I think there's some chairs and a fence. Here's the fence. If I hit control space to jump and then hit the... So I'm going to jump and hit the up arrow. Here we are on the fence. And yes, I am on the fence because I'm using my camera, which I'll talk about in just a second.
Left hand.
I'm going to use my left hand. Grab some metal here. Get some metal pieces here off the fence. And I just walked off the fence. Here we are in the campground. It's very muddy because it's raining. I'm not really going to spend too much time here. I want to show you the rocky spring, which... So let's use page up to climb up the fence, and then I'll walk south. The fence is now to my north.
Fence. continued into the rocky stream, west to center.
Now,
you walk into some kind of area with a ripple in the ground containing water.
The rocky spring is to the east of the campground. Now,
rocky spring.
Problem is, it's still raining, and I'm waiting for this rain to go away.
222 hunger,
238
thirst.
Oh, my thirst is kind of high.
You
let's
you have six.
Let's drink some water. Hopefully this rain will let up. I do apologize.
Zero thirst.
Now, what's happening here? I'm waiting for this. This is annoying.
Right, pop. Zero thirst. 224 hunger.
I'm waiting for this rain to go away. Because it's really obnoxiously loud. I mean, I could turn the game down some more. Let's see.
Run. Volume, mute dialogue, and idiot. Mute dialogue, see link, yet. Mute dialogue, survival. Volume for survival, wild 0.99.2.
I think we can turn the game down a little bit.
Wild 0.9.
So, what's happening here is I'm basically on top of a bunch of rocks, and there's a big hole in the middle that leads down into the spring. Now, the problem is, if you're not careful, you will fall. And as I said before, if you fall, there is the possibility that you'll break bones and you need to heal them, which requires items like casts and things like that, which you have to craft or find. Now, what I'm going to do is use the camera. Now, the camera works the same way as it does in SBYW and things like that. So if I hold down G, I move to my right. There's some ground. I really wish this rain would stop.
Near the climb down into the spring.
Just trying to be really, really careful. That is a crazy storm. Okay. Now, if I walk east,
National Stone steps down to the spring.
Natural Stone steps down to the spring. Oh, and I think the rain is finally over. Now, this sound, that sound means there's air. This sound obviously means that there's just ground. And the rain stopped. Thank you. Okay, so let's go down here. I'm going to walk down with page down.
The bottom of the rocky spring.
And here we are in the spring. I'm going to actually turn this game up a little more now that the
volume dialogue and dialogue silencio dialogue survive the volume for 3.
Turn that up just a little bit. So now I'm in the spring,
right,
and this is where you can get water, obviously. I'm going to fill up my pots.
Too much water.
Now, the nice thing about the spring is you can safely drink from it. So if you just use one hand empty
left,
and hit the space bar, you can drink from it. If you try to do this in most places, like the ocean or a river, there is the possibility that you'll get sick. So in most cases, you'll want to drink water out of containers.
Zero thirst, 231 hunger.
But here we are in the water. And let me continue to show you how you would work with these oysters, just because I should eat something.
Shelled oyster. You have one.
So after you use the knife on the oyster, you have a shelled oyster. I'm going to put that in my left hand.
You need to be sitting comfortably to open oysters.
I'm going to hit R to sit down and open this oyster. And
you have just oyster shell, edible oyster. You have one.
Now I have an edible oyster. Let's do this two more times.
Oyster shell, open oyster. You have two. Keys, knife.
So the oyster in my left hand, knife in my right. Open that.
You have just open oyster. You have one.
And because the knife's already in my left hand, I just gotta put another, or the knife is already in my right hand, I just put the oyster in my left and hit T again.
You have just small shelled oyster. You have two.
I have two oysters that are shelled. Let's put one in my left hand, hit T.
You don't see any way to knife.
Oh, take the knife out of my right hand so it's empty. Open this one.
You have just small shelled oyster. You have one.
And open this one the same way. And now
you have just empty a last edible oyster. You have three.
I have three oysters that I can eat. Put one in each hand.
Edible oyster.
Left hand, hit the space bar.
Edible oyster.
Right hand, hit the space bar.
You have just a last edible oyster. Edible oyster. 190 hunger.
That took a little bit off my hunger. Not too much, though.
14 thirst. Right hand. Left hand.
But we'll work with what we have to work with. Well, that's going to do it for here. So let's go back to the mainland. So I'm going to walk back up here. Go south. Actually, let me check my...
987 stamina, 841 energy.
Okay.
To walk back into the deep, deep desert, press shift enter. You walk back into the deep, deep desert.
Just go back in the desert and run south. So I'm going to move as fast as I can. Now the heartbeat is my health, and yes, you do have health, so if I hit H...
876 health.
I lost some health, I think because I fell down, but that's okay. Your health will regenerate. Just keep going here.
194 hunger.
My hunger's a bit high, but that's okay. Keep going here, should be almost to the exit. Now there is, while I'm talking about this, if you make a compass.
You have just opened your back door. A compass. You have one.
I can check my current direction. Compass. So if I choose that and hit the space bar.
North at 0 degrees.
Yep, I'm facing north, so I'm walking back south through the desert.
Just to go back to the mainland, press shift enter.
I'm going
to
hit shift enter.
You quickly run back to the desert entrance.
And go back over here. We got a bunch of weeds over here. Let's keep going south. And here we are, back at the mainland. So, a couple things here. If I hit A...
Our beat is slightly behind and far off to the right, 20 tiles away.
It tells me about animals, and there's a rabbit.
You have keys, knife.
Let's show you how to hunt.
Our beat is slightly in front and a fair distance off to the right, 17...
And rabbit is not properly spelled. This should be really be fixed.
Our beat is in front and very slightly off to the left, 7 tiles...
I'm going to try to use my knife when I get close to it.
Our beat is in front and slightly off to the right, 6... Our beat is in front and very slightly to the right, 6... Our beat is in front and very slightly off to the left.
There we go. I think it's... Yep, it's dead. Okay. Now if I hit M...
Look, one flint is behind. One dead or beat is straight in front. One time tracking.
Track it, walk up to it, hit enter.
Right. Knife.
Take my knife in one hand.
Right. You have two dead or beat. You have one.
Put the rabbit in my other hand.
You need to be sitting in order to gut an animal.
Oh yeah, let's sit down. Go ahead and gut this. Which is good, because I need food. Alright, so...
You have just gutted a beet. You have one.
Put that in my hand. Do this again with the knife.
You have just a beet skin. You have one more beet. You have one.
So, in most cases, you'll get a raw rabbit and the skin, which the skin can be used to make other things. I think if you have two of them, you can make a towel.
Beet, more beet. You have one.
But let's go ahead and put the rabbit in my left hand.
Small spit.
Take a spit and put it on a spit.
You have just spared rabbit. You have one.
And if I hit enter,
a raw rabbit that has been stuck on a spit. It is ready for cooking.
All right, so let's teach you how to make a fire. Now, obviously, don't make a fire in the rain. It will go out very quickly. That would be bad. So we're going to do that. Actually, what I'm going to do first is go into my quests list.
Options menu list, halt plus F quests. View and accept unlocked quests. View accepted quests. View completed quests. Go back. View and accept unlocked
I'm going to try to do the axe quest.
You can accept 18 quests, and you have 57 left still to unlock. Press enter on any of these quests to accept one. Axe build for 25 SDW points. Successfully make an axe. You have accepted the axe build quest. Crystal top cave entrance. Game keyboard area. Off players list. Halt option. Crystal go back. View and accept unlocked. View accepted quests. You currently have one view accepted quests. View completed. View accept. You currently have one accepted quests. Axe build for 25 SDW points. Successfully make an axe.
Successfully make an axe.
Players list. Chat cumbers canceled.
Now let's. We're gonna do that. So let's go ahead and do that. Now I'm gonna refer to this site.
ESG button. Show quick crafting guide for axe. Show beginners crafting guide for axe button.
I'm gonna hit the beginner button and H.
Beginner's axe recipe heading left bullet. When this guide refers to combining, this means pressing T when you have the proper items in each hand. When it refers to forging, this is the process of combining two items while standing on a fire tile. Bullet combine wood with knife four different times so you have four pieces of carved wood.
Alright, so wood with knife.
Survive. You have just watch wood. You have one.
Oh, I only have one piece of wood? Okay. We need to find more wood. That's the next problem. Let's look for a tree.
Look, one point canceled.
So I'm gonna hit K.
Look, grass, clay, short, weeds, soil, gravel, stone, rock, mud, shallow, flint, tree behind, tree in front, and very slightly to the right, about 24, tracking.
Now here's the tree.
Left hand.
If I just hit the space bar here, I'm gonna grab some branches, but I wanna do that because I'll need some fuel for the fire.
88 thirst, 205 hunger.
Alright, let's go over here.
You have just opened your
one tile south, and I'm gonna choose my saw.
Small brace, sleeping, string, spit, stone, small hand, soil, pot, small brace. Elastic, no such item except small brace, sleeping, small handsaw. You have two.
Now, actually, I should mention, if you're in your inventory, you can hit tab to classify it by different categories.
Packaged items, survival gear, tools, food and drinks, tools.
So, for example, if I wanted to just get a view of all my tools.
Knife, battery. Knife, small handsaw, compass, small handsaw.
I could do that if I keep tabbing.
Food and drinks, unprepared food and drinks, natural resources, man-made resources, weapons and ammo, travel items, medical items, currency, miscellaneous, unsorted, entire inventory.
Now you can also hit
package five.
I believe it's control grave accent.
Entire inventory.
To bring it back to your entire inventory. So with the saw,
right, small hand saw
in my left hand, I'm gonna hit the space bar. G to cut this tree down. Not sure why the ambience is fading out. Oh, I think because it's daytime now. Here we go, and we have a big wood pile.
Left hand.
Now if I stand here and use an empty hand with the space bar, I'm picking up wood. Let's get plenty of wood.
You have just wrench, spared rib, watch, wood. You have 11.
Get a few more. Alright, now let's look at how this guide works.
Beep, tile. Bullet combine wood with knife 4 different times, so you have 4 pieces of carved wood.
Okay.
Survive. You have just one wood.
Wood in my left hand,
knife
in the right.
You have wood. You have just wood. You have just opened your coin cap, the carved wood. You have 3.
I have 3 of them. I need one more.
Wood. Knife. Left hand.
Okay, there we go.
Beep. Bullet, now combine your knife with those 4 pieces of carved wood so you end up with 4 shafts.
Okay.
You have just carved wood. You have 4.
Yes, this website is a very helpful resource.
You have carved wood. You have 3. You have carved wood. You have carved wood. You have 1.
So there we go.
Bullet, combine shaft with shaft, and this will make 1 long shaft. Survive. You have just small shaft. You have 4.
Wait.
Bullet, now combine your knife with those 4 pieces of carved wood so you end up with 4 shafts. Bullet, combine shaft with shaft, and this will make 1 long shaft. Survive.
2 shafts.
Right hand. Left hand.
Game is lagging a little bit. I think
right
there's
you
lag
have just
on the server.
Long shaft. You have 1.
Alright, so I've got a long shaft. Now let's see here.
B, long shaft. Bullet. Now you need to add glue to one of your long shafts. Not long. Bullet, combine shaft with shaft, and this will make 1 long shaft. Do this 2 times so you have 2.
Okay, so twice. So we'll do
small shaft.
And
you have just opened glue. You have 19.
Let's use some glue from my glue bottle that you get when you begin the game. Or, yeah, it's either when you begin the game or when you die, because either way, you'll get these back. They're just items that you begin with.
Right hand, glue. Right, you have just opened your bat, large break, long shaft. Bullet, now bullet, combine shaft with shaft, and this will make 1 long shaft. Long shafts, bullet, now you need to add glue to long shafts. Bullet, combine shaft with shaft, and this will make 1 long shaft. Long shaft, bullet, now you need to add glue to one of your long shafts. Not a glue bottle, just glue in one hand and a long shaft in the other. Hit T and you will have a sticky long shaft.
Okay.
Survive. Glue. Long shaft. You smear glue on one side of the long shaft.
There we go.
Beep, beep. Bullet, combine your sticky long shaft with the 1 remaining normal long shaft to make a very long shaft. You have just sticky long shaft. Long shaft. You stick the 2 long shafts together. B. Bullet, now you need to notch one side of your very long shaft. To do this, combine knife with very long shaft. It will first play a carving sound, then a knife hitting wood sound. Don't do it too fast or you'll cut or injure your character.
Yep, so that's important too.
Sir, you have just very long shaft. You have 1.
We'll do that.
Keys, knife.
There we go.
You notch one end of the very long shaft.
Now if I do this, I'm stabbing myself, which loses health.
755 health.
Yeah, so try not to do that too much.
Left hand, knife.
So, knife in my right hand.
Beep, beep. Bullet, once you have a single notched very long shaft, add glue to it to make a sticky single notched very long shaft.
So okay.
You have just glue. Single notched very long shaft. You smear glue on the notched end of the shaft.
There we go.
Beep, beep. Bullet, now add a piece of wood to your sticky single notched very long shaft. This will make a sticky axe handle. Survive. You have just what? Wood. You have 12. Sticky single notch.
There we go.
You have just opened your sticky axe handle. You have one.
There's the handle.
Beep, beep. Bullet builder fire, and while standing on it, forge metal with hammer until you have a bent metal. You will have to press T multiple times for this and for the next step. Bullet then forge bent metal with hammer on a fire until you have a dull axe blade.
Okay. So now we need to light a fire.
You have just a fire starter. You have 7.
Let's use these fire starters that you start out with.
Fire starter.
And I'm going to drop some branches.
No such hot pen, man, branch. You have 14.
Into the fire.
Spirit branch. You have 9.
Okay. Now.
We will have to press T multiple bullet builder fire, and while standing you have just the okay match metal. You have 100.
So now we have to make the blade. Let's get some metal and what was it? The hammer?
Hammer.
And let's hit T. And you have to be careful, because if you do it too long, you will whack yourself with the hammer, which sounds like this.
759 health.
Yeah.
Hammer. You have just bent metal. You have 1.
So I got bent metal. Let me make sure.
Look around. One flint fire with 332 canceled.
Okay. The fire's okay. So when you
look around menu.
Examine the fire.
One fire with 332 health and 0 smoke is straight in front. 0 canceled.
The fire has health, basically, if you add wood to it.
You have just 1 wood. You have 11.
Let's put some wood in here.
So, wood. You have 2.
Add it to the fire.
Is axe hand bullet builder fire, and we'll have to bullet then forge bent metal with hammer on a fire until you have a dull axe blade.
Bent metal with hammer, alright.
Right. Left, you have just bent metal. You have 1. Hinway gun, hammer.
Put those in my left and right hands. Now we'll do this. The server's lagging a little bit, which is why it sometimes lags. It's lagging a little bit. Oh, and I just... Okay, well, that's okay.
You have just opened your dull axe blade. You have 1.
So I've got a dull axe blade now.
Bullet, now combine your dull axe blade with your sticky axe handle. This will make a loosely connected dull axe. Survive. You have just dull axe blade. You have... sticky axe handle. Dull axe...
Why is it? Yeah, this server's
sticky
lagging.
Axe.
That's why.
Sticky dull axe blade.
There we go.
You have just opened loosely connected dull axe. You have 1 bullet to tighten up your dull axe. You need to wrap it with string. To do this, combine string with the loosely connected dull axe. Press T until it is fully wrapped, and you will have a dull axe.
There we go. Put that in my left hand.
String. You have 99.
Put some string in my right hand. There we go.
Look, one flint is behind. One flint is fire with 489 cancel. You have just dull axe. You have 1.
And I believe the last step.
Small string. Spit. Stone.
I'm pretty sure is to sharpen the axe with a stone over the fire. I'm slowly trying to learn how to craft all this stuff.
W points. Good work.
So it said I completed the quest and I earned 25 STW points.
You have just opened STW point.
You have 25. You get these from doing quests. They can be used to buy useful items, and they make a pretty noise. Axe. You have one.
And I've got my axe.
Stone.
All right. Left sweet. Hand. So let's show you how to cook some stuff here. So I have...
You have spit. S-T-D- axe. Spit. Spared repeat. You have one.
I've got this rabbit here.
Spared repeat.
Now, while I'm on the fire, hit the space bar. And my rabbit is cooking on the fire. So I'm just waiting here. Now, once you're done, it will be on the ground in front of you, and you have to be careful because people can walk up and grab it.
Look around. One flint is behind. One flint. One spear datable beat is straight in front. One chucking.
So I walked forward, hit enter to pick it up.
You have just spear datable beat.
Put it in my left hand and hit Alt T to take it off.
231 hunger. You have just edible beat.
Put it in my left hand.
Edible beat.
Choose it. And eat.
196 hunger.
So that's how you cook. That's also how you craft. I just made myself an axe. Let's see. What else can we do? Let's, just for the heck of it, let's make a shield. Now, the way you do this...
You have just cooked meal kit. Match. Metal. Hammer.
You have to forge 8 pieces of bent metal. See, we can do this before the fire goes out.
You have just a meal kit match. Metal. Hammer. Hammer. Metal.
Because I do want to make myself a shield.
You have just pinwig hammer. Meal kit match.
Oop, not a match.
Metal.
Metal. I keep hitting myself with the hammer.
Match. Metal. Hammer. You have just opened your meal match. Metal. Hammer. Bent metal. You have 4.
We'll do this 4 more times.
You have meal match. Metal. Hammer. You have steel match metal hammer.
Oh, I don't need to choose the hammer because it's already in my right hand. It's okay.
You have this steel match metal and metal. You have 7.
All right, I need to make one more.
...667 health. Survive the wild 0.99.5 is no longer a newbie.
Oop, and that told me someone was no longer a newbie.
You have just... Oh.
Alright, so...
Bent metal. You have 8.
Let's combine bent metal...
Small string.
...with string, I believe.
You have just tied metal. You have 1.
And we need to do that some more.
No thermometer. String. Battery. Bent metal. You have just opened your band-aid, band metal. Small string.
keep doing this here.
Small string. Battery band metal. You have 5.
And by the way, to get more string, you have to pick up 10 grass, and then you put grass in each hand and combine them.
Small string. Battery band metal. You have just small string. Battery band metal. You have just band metal. You have 2. Small string. You have just band metal. Small
string. Okay.
You have just tied metal. You have 8.
Combine these together.
You have tied metal pieces. You have 1 tied metal. You have 6. You have just tied metal. You have just opened tied metal. You have 2. You have just tied metal pieces. You have 4.
Combine.
You have large tied metal. You have large tied.
And ladies and gentlemen, there is my shield.
You have just shield. You have 1.
So I can equip it.
Yeah.
Hit the space bar, and now if I hit C.
You are wearing a shield.
I can hit 1 to get rid of it.
You are wearing a shield.
And I'm still wearing it. So that is how you craft some stuff. That's also how you cook. It's going to rain again. So, yeah, let's see. I think the last thing I'm going to do is show you arenas.
Options menu.
Let's
view accepted, view completed, go back, quest, language, the park arenas, create a public arena, fight in an arena, create a public arena, spectate an arena.
So you can create an arena, you can fight in one, or you can join as a spectator. Let's see if I can get someone to join here.
Fight in
here.
Arena, create a public arena, select from an existing arena, fight with various melee weapons. This arena requires between 2 and 4 combatants, and up to 10 players are allowed to spectate. Starting inventory, 29, go back.
Actually, hang on a second.
Create a public go back. Park arenas, topic support. Please use the options here wisely and with common sense. No spam accepted. Punishments possible upon misconduct. Send an admin.
Oops, let me not go. Okay. I'm going to pause the game until this storm goes away. I'll be right back. Alright, so the rain's gone. So let's see if I can show you arenas now.
View recent support and contact park arena. Create a public arena.
So, as I said, you can make one that's public.
Fight in an arena.
You can fight in one that already exists.
Spectate an arena.
Or you can join as a spectator. Let's do...
Fight in an arena. Create a public arena.
Create one.
Select from an existing arena preset, the melee glade. Fight with various melee weapons. This arena requires between 2 and 4 combatants, and up to 10 players are allowed to spectate. Starting inventory, 20 knife, 1 sword, 1 watch, 1 baseball bat, 1 hammer, 1 spear, 2 pop can, 3 shield, 1 golden war axe, 1 large iron club, 1 small iron club, 1 small saber, 1 steel warhammer, 1 crowbar, 1 branch, 1 paddle, 1 necklace of the boneless, 5 stamina restore drink, and 1 compass. The metal glade, fight with various guns. This arena requires between 2 and 4 combatants, and up to 10 players are allowed to spectate. Starting inventory, 1 Walter P99 handgun, 1 SIG P226 combat pistol, 1 Glock 17 pistol, 1 COP 357 Derringer pistol, 1 Beretta M9 pistol, 1 SIGA 12 5-round shotgun, 1 Ruger Security 6 revolver, 1 Golden War axe, 1 small iron club, 2 pop can, 3 shield, 1012 gauge shotgun shell, 1009mm bullet, 1000.357 magnum bullet, 1m 12 repair kit, 1 Henway gun repair kit, 1 necklace of the boneless, 3 stamina restore drink, and 1 compass. The classic massacre, the classic arena with a grenade well and such. This arena requires between 2 tiny boxing, fight in a tiny fence in area with no given weapons. This arena fire pit fight, fight with various weapons in a small enclosed space while avoiding the lethal fire pit in the center of the map. This arena requires between 2 and 4 combatants, and up to 16 players are allowed to spectate. The Fishing Village Tavern Brawl. After having had too much alcohol, your mood takes a swing for the worse, making you challenge each and every client to prove you can swing like no other. This arena requires between 2 and 8 go back.
So those are the different types of arenas. Let's do...
The melee, the metal glade, fight with... As the host, are you fighting or spectating? Fighting. Spectating. Fighting.
I'm fighting.
Metal glade fighting area. You have joined this arena as combatant number 1.
and see if anyone else joins. Now the beeping tells me that there's items here.
You can't pick that up. Look, one Henway gun repair kit is in front and one Henway gun repair. Cancelled.
So the fighting actually hasn't started
right,
yet.
Yeah. You can't pick that.
Let's see here.
SIG P220 Walter P90 Glock 17 pistol. You have one Cock 357 Derringer pistol, Beretta M9 pistol, Saiga 12.5 round shotgun.
Let's get my shotgun out here.
Ruger Securities Golden War Act small pop can shield. You have three.
Equip a shield. And to load your gun,
you have just opened your bag. A compass, stamina restored, necklace, a Henway gun repair, M12 repair, 0.357 magnum bullet, 9mm bullet, 12 gauge shotgun shell.
You put the ammo in one hand, the gun in the other.
Right. Saiga 12.5 round shotgun.
Here we go.
The fighting hasn't started yet.
Now to start the fighting.
Options menu, let start the destroy this arena.
You can destroy it.
Start this arena.
You can start it.
Disable voice chats in this arena.
You can turn off voice chat.
Leave this arena. Go back.
You can leave. It doesn't look like
park
anyone else is
toggle your
joining.
Park arena. Allow yourself game keyboard area.
Which is a bit disappointing. I wanted to...
The fighting hasn't started. Right. My 12.5 round shotgun.
I wanted to use my shotgun. I guess no one wants to PK. That's disappointing. Basically, what happens is you're put into the arena, you hear the players as they walk around you, and you try to shoot them and do things like that. But I guess no one wants to PK right now, so... Okay, a couple more things before I end here and give you my final thoughts. If you hit F1...
There are currently 76 players online. They are Star Manzano, Connie, Kotutu.
It lists a bunch of players.
The server has been running solidly for 2 hours, 2 minutes, and 38 seconds.
It tells you how long the server's been running.
The ping took 141 milliseconds.
There's your ping time, F3.
Message of the day. Most notable changes on February 3rd update are that pots and water bottles are 5 times more effective, credits work with the account instead of character, and hopefully lag fixes and many other things which can be seen in the recent changes. For those concerned with any issues related to Survive the Wild's administration and its inefficiency/fairness, please read the administration fairness message and the recent announcements before being any more vocal about your complaints. Alert. Survive the Wild's client and server have been reverted to the state they were in on October 27, 2021, right before the release of the giant map update. So basically, the old version of animals and shelters are back. All shelters that were...
So, there's the message. F5 is your channel.
Players list halt plus P.
F6
Manzano.
Is your list of players.
Connie.
And I think that's about it. Not sure what F12 does.
Kotutu canceled.
Makes that beeping noise. Beep. Anyway, well, I guess that's going to do it since no one wants to join the arena.
Options. View recent. Allow yourself
Let's
to
see,
be
can game I... keyboard.
Op. Parkery. Language. Quests. Parkery. Destroy. Start this. There are not enough combatants to fight in this arena right now. Richard has just joined this arena as combatant number 2.
Ah. Here we go.
Disable. Start this arena. Combat starting. 3. Send message. Game keyboard.
You get a
one.
Countdown.
Fight.
Here we go. Just walking around here. If I hit P.
No one much around you.
Where is...
No one. No one.
I'm just shooting here. My gun's empty, so we gotta reload.
Right hand. You have just opened your bag. Please. Compass. Stamina. Necklace. Hin. M.9mm. 12 gauge shotgun.
Reload.
Park Supernational Richard is inside 12.5 round.
Here we go.
Park Supernational Richard is straight in front. 19 times.
Oh, crap.
You have just Sig Peach Walter P. Cop Beretta Saiga Ruger's Golden Small Pop Cap Shield 12. Saiga. You have just 12. Side it. You have
crap.
Right hand. You have 12. 5,906.
What's my health?
Park Supernational Richard is in front and a ways off to the left. 29. You have just 12. Park Supernational Richard is in front and very slightly off to the left. 22 tiles. Select a player.
Now, should be.
Richard. Richard. Tracking. In front and.
I can track people.
In front. Straight in front. 2,000.
Uh oh.
You have just 12. In front and in straight in front.
So I'm pressing O. Uh-oh.
307 health.
Uh-oh. I'm not doing too good.
You have 12. 12. In front. Straight in front.
I think that's a fitting way to end this demonstration, don't you?
Please select play a Slannen.
So yeah, when you die in an arena, you're logged out. If you log back in,
Welcome to Survive the Wild. Current location: Metal Glade Spectators Area.
I'm in the spectator area. I'm just gonna leave this.
Option: Quest language. Switch to another park arena. This language. Switch to.
Gone, and here I am back in the mainland.
33 thirst, 220 hunger.
With my hunger pretty high.
Really exit? Press enter or Y for yes. Otherwise, escape or E for no. Exiting. Main exit. Audacity.
Anyway, that is STW. I think it's a pretty cool game. I haven't always been a fan of it. The interface used to be very clunky in terms of you had to type in lots of commands into the chat box to actually do things, but that has been fixed. My big complaint is still the fact that it's not very newbie-friendly. I really think there should be some sort of tutorial or guide that you start out with. That's why I like that website as much as I do, because it provides a very good resource to actually help you do things. But that's basically what the game is, and it just keeps on going until you get tired of it. And there are quests, there are a whole bunch of maps to explore, just all kinds of things. So I hope you guys have enjoyed this. If you have any questions, comments, please leave them. I apologize for the chair. The chair noise. But yeah, that's gonna do it for me. So until next time, you guys take care.